It's the Rebel Yell Podcast on the Trib Live High School Sports Network, getting you ready for the 2024 PIAA Basketball Championships. It all concludes this weekend at the Giant Center in Hershey, if you include Thursday as part of the weekend. Four games Thursday, four on Friday, four on Saturday in high school basketball. 2023-2024 will be in the books. Second straight year that the WPIL will send four boys teams to the state championships. Last year, two of the four were victorious, Lincoln Park in Class 4A and Imani Christian in Class A. Deer Lakes in 3A, Aliquippa in 2A came home with the runner-up trophy. Three of those four return in Imani Christian, Aliquippa, and Lincoln Park. No surprise to any of them. We'll talk about all three. But let's talk about that other team in Class 5A is where we'll begin. Franklin Regional had Moon on the ropes at the Peterson Event Center. Couldn't get the job done. Tigers come back and won the district championship. But Franklin Regional, kind of a team on a mission here in the state playoffs, and they earn a trip to the PIAA championship game. Sort of a wild game Monday against Moon, where the Panthers jump out to a 12-point lead. Moon counters by outscoring Franklin Regional 23-8 in the second quarter, and then the Panthers take control in the third quarter. Kyle Dawson, our expert here in the postseason, is kind enough to join us one more time, and he will help us break down these four state championship games involving District 7 teams. Impressive victory. When you think about it, Kyle, where the Panthers were a year ago, they got off to a good start. Then they lost two of their top players, Cam Rowe, Cooper Rankin, to injury, done for the year, I believe both were. And they sputtered, rightly so, because they're two outstanding players. They end up missing the playoffs, finishing 9-13, and have completely turned it around with everybody healthy this season. Just a very impressive story.
Yeah, and good stuff from Jesse Reed. It's going to come a little full circle for him in the championship game here, which we'll touch on. But yeah, impressive stuff. I saw Franklin Regional a couple times last year. Once the injuries happened, that team was kind of cooked and dead in the water a little bit. But the turnaround this year with everybody healthy, to come back after, and really, truthfully, they should have won the 5A WPIL championship. You know, they're up double digits in the fourth quarter in that game. The difference was in this semifinal game in the state playoffs was they had two more quarters in them after leading at the half. And Moon, obviously, a very good basketball team. They were a little bit hampered in that semifinal. Elijah Guillory got hurt in the first quarter, tweaked it again later in the game, so his mobility was limited a little bit. But really, it seemed like Franklin Regional had Moon's number a little bit in the district championship game, unable to exact a little bit of revenge in the state semifinals with their big lead, led by 15. You mentioned the 12-point lead. I had 15 in the first quarter and trailed at the break, but they came back and played a good second half. Cam Rao, 17 points. Finn Hutchison had a big little spurt in the third quarter that kind of propelled the Panthers back ahead. He finished with 11. Colin Maston, 11. Cooper Rankin, 12. So you have four guys in double figures in that game for Franklin Regional to earn their first PIAA final berth since 1997. A lot of firsts in basketball these days in this city. But, yeah, impressive stuff from Jesse Reed on the turnaround, and he comes full circle for him. He played Imhotep as a GCC Centurion in 2011, and now Imhotep obviously up in 5A, and it'll be a tough task for the Panthers. But a little full circle for Jesse Reed, too, in this turnaround.
Battle of the Panthers coming up Friday night, 8 o'clock, the final game of Friday at the Giant Center, with Franklin Regional taking on Imhotep Charter, the two-time champions, going for their third straight PIAA crown. They knocked off Archbishop Ryan in the semifinals, 52-48. All right, let's go down a classification to Class 4A, where Lincoln Park does what Lincoln Park does. They are back, headed back to the to the PIAA state championship. You know, they haven't been around that long, and yet their resume, especially in the state playoffs, is just oh so impressive. They knock off Hampton again in a rematch, another rematch of a WPIL championship game. Tight first quarter, but the Panthers, like they did against Uniontown, big second quarter is the difference. They outscore the Talbots 24-8 in that second quarter. 74-53 is the final score. We had Joe Lafco, head coach of Hampton, on. They were our team of the week last week. And he pretty much admitted, he said, look, we can play our best game and still lose by double digits. He says, for us to have a chance, Lincoln Park's going to have an off night. That's how good the Leopards are.
Yeah, and they got a lot better of a night, Hampton did, from Peter Kramer. He had 22, and Liam Mignogna had 23. Those two guys, Mignogna wasn't, but Kramer was relatively neutralized in the WPIL championship game, and he still had a good night. Mignogna scored his 1,000th point for the Talbots in that loss, but it just seems like, you know, Lincoln Park is number one, too good to be handled by anyone, at least on this side of the state. And number two, they just won't be denied. Brandon Cummings, 23 points in the first half. Malik Thomas finished the game with 18. You know, obviously that's the big duo, but they've got other guys that can play and other guys that can handle the ball, and they defend it really, really well, despite the fact that this is a team that leads the district in points per game offensively. They get it done on the defensive end too, and a guy like Brandon Cummings, a guy like Malik Thomas, when they want to play defense, man, can they play defense, and they really showed that out in this state playoff run so far. Even the win over North Catholic we talked about last week, tough to beat a team three times in the same season. They didn't have a problem against the Trojans in the quarterfinals. So it certainly seems like Malik Thomas will be back for another year, but it certainly seems like certainly Brandon Cummings wants to go out with another state championship, and the way that it looks, it doesn't look like they're going to be denied very easily, and they'll put up a big fight come championship time.
Yeah, the Leopards going for back-to-back coming up Thursday night, 8 o'clock. They will be taking on Archbishop Carroll, a 66-56 winner over Scranton Prep from District 12. Again, Thursday, 8 o'clock for the 4A championship game. The dynamic duo, Brandon Cummings and Malik Thomas, as Kyle mentioned, just fantastic. I mean, they've been lights out all season long, not only just this postseason, the state and district postseason. It's Chris Harlan and I were talking about players, our all-star team, which will be coming out in about a week, and our Trip 10, the players of the year. And I mean, how do you not have co-players of the year with those two, right?
Yeah, they've just been nuts. And I think that most of us in this area expected that coming into the year with what Thomas did. I don't want to say in a breakout year as a sophomore last year, but what he kind of showed out as a sophomore. And obviously, Nellie Cummings being around the area last year certainly, I think, helped Brandon's resume and what he's been able to do. But following it in the footsteps of his older brother and trying to leave that legacy at Lincoln Park is, like I said, it just seems like, especially Brandon Cummings, just doesn't want to be denied. To go out with a state championship is the only right way to go out in his mind. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of good basketball players in the area, but I don't know how you look past those two guys at Lincoln Park and what this team and program has done. And you mentioned they haven't been around long. I mean, I can go back and rattle it all off of what they've done in terms of trips to the district playoffs, championships in the district, what they've done in the state playoffs. Just an absolutely crazy run from Lincoln Park in the last decade or so with Mike Bariski at the helm.
Yeah, ironic that they play at the old Midland middle school, because that's, Midland had that great tradition as well in the 60s and 70s. So it's the Lincoln Park has been a back basketball factory since they started up. By the way, Archbishop Carroll finished third in District 12. They lost in the D12 semifinals. So they have won four straight since that loss. 2A now, Aliquippa back to Hershey for a second straight year. They were victors over Fort Cherry, second time in this postseason that Aliquippa knocks out Fort Cherry in the semifinals. They did so in the WPIL semifinals. They do it again last night in the PIAA semifinals. Rangers got off to a good start, 6-point lead after one, but that was a distant memory after Aliquippa outscored the Rangers 23-10 in quarter number two. And the Quips end up winning by 12. Cameron Lindsay, the senior, Quentin Good, another senior, they are finishing strong as they are winding down their scholastic careers.
Yeah, they are. And it was a much tighter game this time around between the Rangers and the Quips than it was in the district semifinals. And I think a lot of that was because Fort Cherry probably made enough adjustments defensively to try and limit what Josh Pratt could do. But, you know, he still got his a little bit. Quentin Good had 12 points. Derek Arrett, 18 for Fort Cherry. But the big difference, I think, was 13 turnovers in the first half by Fort Cherry against that very good Aliquippa defense. And this program and what this group of seniors is doing at Aliquippa is really something to behold, isn't it? I think the PIAA will probably be pretty upset at the football team for what happens with the basketball team here going back to Hershey. But this has been the elusive one for Aliquippa. They have not been able to capture the state basketball championship in the last few seasons and getting a third straight crack at it with Holy Cross. But they're doing something that not many teams in district history have done. I've seen that it's only the fourth WPIL team to make a state title game in three consecutive seasons. So to get back there and to have this consistency is pretty crazy from Aliquippa. And we know how athletic and how talented these guys are. Do they have one more big win left in them? One more big performance defensively that kind of pushes the tempo a little bit and they dictate the pace of the state championship game like they did against a very good offensive Fort Cherry team. And that's a team that can handle the ball pretty well, and they still turned them over like it was their day job. So impressive stuff from Aliquippa in the postseason here so far. And hopefully for our sake in D7, they can pull out a state championship and make things happen for us out there.
Yeah, I mean, defense travels, so Holy Cross, look out. Holy Cross, as Kyle mentioned, their opponents, the District 2 champions, knocked off Constitution, a District 12 power, 78-66 in the semifinals last night. Holy Cross versus Aliquippa, that'll be Friday afternoon, 2 o'clock at the Giant Center. All right, now let's get to boys Class A. We're a return trip for Imani Christian. They throttled a pretty good Bishop Carroll team, the District 6 champions, 98-69. It was 29-7 after one quarter, the Saints leading the Huskies, and obviously Imani never looked back. The up-tempo style they played with pressure, pressing the basketball all over the floor, leading to so many fast break points, was so impressive, almost as impressive as the night that Nate Brazil enjoyed for Imani.
Yeah, 48 points. That's a pretty good night. And when you score your 1,000th point in doing so, you know, something went right for Nate Brazil in a 98-69 win over a pretty damn good basketball team in yeah. Bishop Carroll. And they kind of took them to the woodshed a little bit. Bishop Carroll made 7 threes in the second quarter and still trailed by 21 points at halftime. How many times, I mean, we don't even see WPIL teams often hit 7 threes in a game. A team hit 7 threes in a quarter and still trailed by 20-plus points at halftime. And Imani, obviously pretty familiar with Berlin Brothers Valley. They played them last year in this state championship game, 17-point win for them. This is just a team that, it's again like Lincoln Park, it just seems like they won't be denied. And they're going to make a big jump next year up to 6A, but to try to go back to back here. And if Nate Brazil can even turn in half that performance and get the accompanying support that he's had all year from Imani, those guys will, they'll be jumping for joy come Hershey and then the 1A championship game.
Yeah, it looks like they'll be able to compete. They might not dominate, but it looks like they'll be able to compete at the highest level in the district. I mean, for competition, they were traveling here, there, and everywhere. They had games in New Jersey. They had games in the eastern side of Pennsylvania. They were down in Florida. They were in Ohio. Part of the reason why their overall record might not be overly impressive, but they were so impressive in that win over Bishop Carroll. Huskies dropped 12 three-pointers total, and yet they lose by it was a mercy roll game. They lost by 29 points. So Imani Christian, Berlin Brothers Valley, as Kyle mentioned, a repeat. The Saints rolled the Mountaineers in last year's Class A championship game. Here's your factoid. It's been 25 years since there has been a rematch in a PIAA Class A boys state championship game. It was Kennedy Christian, now Kennedy Catholic, beating Bishop Hannon of District 2 in 1999 and 2000, the last time that two teams met back-to-back in PIAA Class A. Imani Christian would love to repeat as they did, as Kennedy did 25 years ago when they take on Berlin Brothers Valley. That's a 2 o'clock game Thursday afternoon at the Giant Center in Hershey. The other two championship games, Boys 6A, Saturday at 8. It'll be Central York taking on Parkland. Central York out of District 3, that's the team that knocked off and knocked out Upper St. Clair. Parkland, the champions of District 11. And in Class 3A, it'll be Franklin. They got some revenge. They lost to Girard in the District 10 championship game. A few weeks later, they play Girard again and beat the Yellow Jackets 64-55. Franklin will take on Devon Prep. Devon Prep was under 500 when these state playoffs began. They had a magical run through the District 12 playoffs. They beat Math, Civics, and Science in the D12 championship. They beat them again in the semifinals, 69-50. Kyle, I ask you again, Math, Civics, and Sciences, their nickname.
I don't even remember. I feel like I know you told me it last week, but it has escaped my mind.
All right. If you forget next year, I'm going to have to start to wonder about you.
I'm going
to
write it down.
It's the Mighty Elephants.
The Mighty Elephants.
Not just the Elephants.
I still think they need to be named after another school subject is their nickname. Math, Civics, Science, and like history or something.
The historians.
Yeah. I think that would be much better, but. The Mighty Elephants is certainly still a very worthy name.
The Class 3A championship game, by the way, is 2 o'clock on Saturday. So the two Saturday games not involving WPIAL teams. Real quick, Kyle, we send four. Last year we sent four, went 2-2. You don't have to be specific, but can you give me at least a record?
I think that Lincoln Park and Imani probably have the best chances of the four. Obviously, I'd love to see 4-0 coming back from Hershey. But I'd say if you're going to hold me to it, I'll go 2-2. 3-1, I think either Aliquippa or Franklin gets one maybe. But I still think Imani and Lincoln Park both come away with wins in Hershey.
Very fair. Kyle Dawson, the voice of the Washington Wild Things, we appreciate your expertise over these last few weeks. We'll see you before Wild Things Baseball with some high school baseball and softball this spring.
Looking forward to it, Don. Appreciate the time.
All right. For Kyle Dawson, our producer, Chris Lackner, I'm Don Rebel. Hope you enjoyed as we get you ready for the final stop. It is Hershey, the road to Hershey. The PIAA Championship's coming up. We'll have full coverage led by, of course, Chris Harlan here on the Trib Live High School Sports Network.